Good evening, this is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. 79th Independence Day celebrated in India and abroad with enthusiasm, world leaders extend greetings on the occasion. Much anticipated meeting between US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to take place in Alaska tonight. India and Singapore joint working group meeting focuses on promoting investment and cross-border trade. At least 33 people killed in floods and landslides following heavy rain in northwest Pakistan and efforts to reach a global treaty to end plastic pollution fail once again. And now the news in detail. The 79th Independence Day of India is being celebrated in the country and abroad today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi exhorted countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products.
हम मिलकर के वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को हर नागरिक के जीवन का मंत्र बनाएं। भारत में बनी हुई, भारत के नागरिकों के पसीने से बनी हुई वो चीजें जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो और जो भारत के आत्मनिर्भर के संकल्प को ताकत देता हो, हम उसी को खरीदेंगे, हम उसी का उपयोग करेंगे। यह हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प हो, देखते ही देखते हम दुनिया बदल देंगे।
The Prime Minister announced various initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy, deep water exploration, along with next generation GST reforms. To create a powerful weaponry system to thwart any attempt by enemies, the Prime Minister announced that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra. He said by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized. The Prime Minister pointed out that a large share of India's budget still goes towards importing petrol, diesel and gas. He announced the launch of National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार, गैस के भंडार उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है. इंडिपेंडेंट बनने के लिए ये हमारी महत्वपूर्ण घोषणा है.
Along with this, the PM highlighted India's focus on expanding nuclear energy through private sector participation. Prime Minister Modi announced the launch of a high-power demography mission to address national security challenge, ensuring the unity, integrity and rights of India's citizens are safeguarded. The Prime Minister said the government has advanced the work on semiconductors in mission mode. Six different semiconductor units are taking shape on the ground and government has already given the green signal to four new units. Indian missions abroad are celebrating the Independence Day with gaiety and patriotic fervor. Indian Ambassador to China Pradeep Kumar Rawat today hoisted the tricolor as the embassy in Beijing celebrated the Independence Day at a colorful ceremony attended by a large number of the diaspora members. At the Indian Embassy in Tokyo, Ambassador C.B. George hoisted the tricolor and read out President Murmu's address to the nation. In the Maldives, Indian diaspora members are celebrating Independence Day with Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. In Sri Lanka, members of the Indian diaspora and Friends of India participated in the celebration of 79th Independence Day at India House in Colombo. Remembering the sacrifices of Indian forces, High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha laid a wreath at the IPKF monument. Russian President Vladimir Putin today lauded India's massive progress and the well-deserved respect on the global stage while extending greetings to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of the country's 79th Independence Day. French President Emmanuel Macron has said in his message that he hoped that the strategic partnership between both countries will continue to deepen towards 2047 and beyond. The French president said it fondly recalls welcoming his friend Mr. Modi to France in February and looks forward to further deepen the strategic partnership. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, also sent warm greetings to India on the occasion. Several foreign ministers around the world also extended heartfelt greetings to the government and people of India as the country celebrated the Independence Day. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their warm greetings on India's Independence Day. In a social media post, President Murmu thanked Israel President Isaac Herzog and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu for their warm wishes. The president asserted that India remains committed to furthering friendly ties with the people and the government of Maldives. The president also wished for peace, security and development for the citizens of both Israel and India. Mr. Modi also thanked France President Emmanuel Macron, Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay, Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Ramgoolam and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moeizu for their greetings. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on RX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. The much-anticipated meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin is set to take place in Alaska tonight. Russian presidential aide Yuri Ushakov has said the meeting between Putin and Trump will begin with a one-to-one session involving only the two leaders and their interpreters, followed by expanded talks joined by five delegates from each side. Ushakov said the talks will focus on resolving the Ukraine crisis as well as addressing broader talks for ensuring peace and security and current and the most pressing international and regional issues. We have a report.
Ahead of the meeting, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said his country will make its position clear during the meeting. Talking to a TV channel upon his arrival in Alaska, Lavrov said they are not planning anything in advance, but they would make their arguments clear. He noted that significant groundwork for the meeting had been laid during the visit of Steve Witkoff, Trump's special envoy, to Russia. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine, but peace would likely require at least a second meeting involving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, Zelensky said, "It is important that the Russia-US summit in Alaska opens up a path towards a just peace, as well as substantive three-way talks between the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, and the United States." He added that it is time to end the war and the necessary steps must be taken by Russia. Abhineet Shukla for World News.
India and Singapore held the fourth meeting of the Joint Working Group on Trade and Investment in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Rajesh Agrawal, Special Secretary of India's Department of Commerce, and Dr. Ben Son Jin, Permanent Secretary of Singapore's Ministry of Trade and Industry. The meeting focused on strengthening trade and investment ties, improving logistics and supply chains, simplifying regulations, and promoting cross-border trade. Both countries also discussed ongoing cooperation in the semiconductor industry and digital trade, along with exploring new areas like skill development and capacity building. At least 33 people have been killed and 25 others are missing after heavy rains and a cloudburst caused floods and landslides in several districts of northwest Pakistan. Officials said today rescue teams worked amid difficult terrain and weather conditions as disaster hit several parts of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Floodwater swept through villages, destroying homes and cutting off access roads. According to Pakistan's National Disasters Management Authority, a total of 343 people have been killed across the nation from the ongoing monsoon spell, which began on June 26. Eastern Punjab province of Pakistan has been the worst hit, with deaths of 164 people. And efforts to reach a global treaty to end plastic pollution have failed once more as UN negotiations ran into deadlock despite continuing overnight past the deadline. The talks ongoing since 2022 remain divided. Around 100 countries support limiting plastic production while oil producing nations push for a focus on recycling instead. Scientists warn that plastic pollution threatens both human health and the environment, with microplastics now found in soil, rivers, air and human organs. The origin of goal was to finalize a treaty by the end of 2024, a target now increasingly in doubt. And now before we close, here are the headlines of the bulletin. 79th Independence Day celebrated in India and abroad with enthusiasm, world leaders extend greetings on the occasion. Much anticipated meeting between US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to take place in Alaska tonight. India and Singapore joint working group meeting focuses on promoting investment and cross-border trade. At least 33 people killed in floods and landslides following heavy rain in northwest Pakistan, and efforts to reach a global treaty to end plastic pollution fail once again. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.